myself and all other councillors would, for many, many years now, have been raising concerns that the amount of applicants that have been applying for grants, and that these grants are only available to elderly or people with disabilities. The ability to be able to gather up to maybe 40-50% of the grant, and at the moment, and it's been agreed today that on the 1st of February, the level of the grants paid out by Donegal County Council will increase quite substantially, maybe €1,000 in some cases. So it's something I and everybody else would very much welcome.
You also want to see the government increase its contribution as well to ensure that there is more money available for people who may not be able to do that work otherwise.
Absolutely. During there, maybe November, December, in the council's budget, we have to set aside quite a substantial amount to match the government funding. And as I say, then when the grants are given out, then the applicants then they have to come up with substantial grants themselves. So obviously, any increase the government could give to the council then could defer some of the grants that they're expecting these elderly and disabled people, you know, that find themselves maybe having to go to their credit unions. And the fact that these people are not in employment, they have no income, it's very, very hard. And I know, and I know a lot of other councillors know, quite a few cases in the last few years, people actually went without getting these essential works done because they are essential. People maybe living after having strokes and various things, they had time to get up and down stairs. So, like, today has been a good move, but now I think the department and the government should certainly try and come up with some additional funding for these very deserving and needy cases.
The council has also today adopted changes to the definitions, which should make it easier for someone to get such a grant. Some of the definitions are quite strict in terms of conditions, etc. That's being eased back somewhat by council. You welcome that?
Oh, very much so. And sometimes we always have to get letters from doctors, but we get the OTs and engineers to go out and do it. But, you know, I have no doubt 99% of the cases coming into us at the moment are genuine cases. These people, are houses are not suitable. And as I say, they're all genuine cases in the fact that they have to be elderly, they have to be disabled and living on their own. Like, so the criteria was up until now quite tight, so it's relaxed slightly. You know, it's not open the floodgates by no means, but it'll certainly be welcomed by the applicants and ourselves as public representatives who are dealing with these cases every day.